Hello, and welcome to the podcast at Finding Direction. That's finding-direction.com. Hi, this is Jim here, coming to you this time from Carstairs, Alberta. And we are here for a little while, well, here off and on, in our last few weeks here in Canada. And Lord willing, we will be heading back to Mexico in the beginning of November, but we still have actually a lot coming up here that we're looking forward to. And at the same time, we're gearing up to get everything done we need to get done before we leave. So, as always, we're kind of living in two or three or more worlds at the same time. Anyway, today is the 10th of October, 2011. It is 8:22 in the evening right now. And it's actually been a really rough day. last night, I got really quite sick with migraine, and it was a rough night, and then I woke up this morning to a flat tire, and we were planning to be on the road today, a travel day, and so that changed, and ended up spending the majority of the day working on getting that tire dealt with, and so, still in the midst of that, today, of course, is Thanksgiving here in Canada, and in the midst of that, a lot to be thankful for. We're definitely thankful that we didn't break down somewhere further away where it would have been more difficult to deal with, and I think hopefully I'll be feeling better tomorrow, so it'll be easier to travel, and we'll see how that goes, but we're ready for the rest of the week now, and hoping that we're done with trouble with this vehicle for a while, or perhaps forever. Yes, we are looking for another vehicle, and hoping that we don't have to put any more money into this, but we keep saying that. We have looked at some vehicles online and offline, and hoping that towards the end of this week, beginning of next week, we'll be able to find something. And it's a challenge, though, for sure. So we'd appreciate your prayers that we'd be able to find something that's sturdy and as well know what kind of compromises to make. Because I know that, you know, we've got to be able to get something also that can fit within our budget that we'll be able to pay for. Small detail there. So, anyway, hopefully we'll be able to find something, and we're working on that. This past Sunday, we were at the South Calgary Chinese Evangelical Free Church, and had a really good time there. We've been there quite a few times, doing whatever, preaching, filling in, singing, sharing, whatever, and of course it's been a few years now, because we've been in Mexico, but it's great to come back. People there are always very encouraging and friendly, and a lot of fun to talk to, and we just enjoy it. This time we did something a little different. Usually we go to the English service, and we did that, but we also went to the Mandarin service, and they actually have Cantonese services too, but we went to the Mandarin and the English service. And Sherry was saying that she thought some of you might be interested to hear a bit of the Mandarin service. So I'm going to play a little bit of that for you. And you can hear a bit of my sharing that I did in the Mandarin service. Sherry's parents were able to visit for the weekend, so they were there as well. And my father-in-law commented, and I'll say it as well, I'll echo it or amen it, that it really does remind you how big the gospel is when you have a chance to go and hear the gospel, you know, hear people speaking, praising the Lord, worshiping in a different language, a little different culture. So it was good. And it's also, it was good to sit in a service and be reminded of what many of our interns, people that visit us in Mexico, go through when they know little or no Spanish and they have to sit through a service and really have just about no idea at all what is going on. So that's where we were at, but it was fun and interesting and great to worship with people. and we had fun in the English service as well. So let me just play for you a little bit of that, and then I'll talk a little bit more.
在墨西哥市这个地方有很少的宣教士。
And there are very few churches.
也在这里也很少的教会。
About 2 years ago, we started working in this housing development.
差不多在两年前，我们开始在这一个地方做这些房屋的建设。
It's called Jesus Maria.
这是在墨西哥话就是Jesus Maria， 可能就是耶稣玛利亚的意思吧。
The same thing.
Yeah.
I said I wouldn't speak all in Spanish this morning.
Yeah, Jim 跟我说他不会试着说墨西哥西班牙语。
In this housing development, there were no churches 2 years ago.
在这一个社区的发展的社区中，其实两年。
All right, so there you go. That was last Sunday, the 9th of October. And this coming Sunday, we're looking forward to being in Mirror, Alberta, at the Mirror Alliance Church. And really looking forward to that. Seeing some old friends and making some new friends. Hopefully there we'll be in the service in the morning. And also in the evening, I'll be giving my Maximizing Your Short-Term Mission Trip seminar. So that'll be good. Hopefully it's always fun, a fun seminar to do and interact and hear people's thoughts and hopefully share information that'll be useful to people that are thinking of going on short-term missions or have already and want to make more of an impact and make use of that in their lives. So it's fun. So if you're interested and you're in the area, I believe that's around 6:30, but you can contact the church for information on that. And yeah, there's still lots coming up. So we are looking forward to lots of other things, events coming up later this month. And if you're in Southern Alberta, we'd love to have you join us. Thanks so much for stopping by here at Finding Direction, or maybe you just downloaded the podcast with iTunes or whatever, but thanks for taking an interest in what's going on, and we definitely appreciate those of you who are praying, especially praying for maybe for the ministry, ongoing ministry in Mexico and here in Canada, and also for specific things like the vehicle we're looking for and things like that. We really do appreciate you, and appreciate you stopping by to hear what's going on. So we will talk to you later.